Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is a commentary on the article, Six Things People Should Give Fewer Fucks About. This was published April 5th, 2018, and this was a pretty popular one. Actually, I think the most popular one I've had in probably like 6 or 8 months. Probably because, well, one, because fucks in the title, and people love that, but two, it was a little controversial, and I was intentionally trying to be controversial with it. I'll also say, and I pointed this out, you know, to some Facebook commenters, that this is not like a serious piece of journalism. This is more like just an angry rant. So, you know, some people... I'm going to go through all six things and talk about the criticisms they received, and I'll respond to those. But yeah, I mean, some of these I was a little underinformed about or didn't present the case as completely or with as much integrity as say, like, a serious piece of journalism. But you know what? Fuck it. It's my blog. So first one is mass shootings and terrorism. So I originally, the impetus of this article was actually, I wanted to write an article called Why We Should Stop Giving a Fuck About Mass Shootings. And it was basically this whole thing, the Kardashian rule and all that stuff. I had another article, idea about coddling children, helicopter parenting. Now, both of these article ideas I'd worked on and off for a while, but I was never completely comfortable with them as a standalone article on their own. They were both a little bit short, and I knew I just didn't know if they could carry a whole article by themselves. So around the same time, well, a couple months went by, and I was talking to a friend, and somehow steroids in sports came up, and I was like, you know, I really don't care about steroids in sports. It doesn't bother me. I think most athletes probably already use them. And there was a great piece by Malcolm Gladwell that I read a few years back where he actually argued for legalizing steroids in sports and just regulating them and being very transparent about their usage. And I thought that was great. After that conversation, I was like, oh, shit, I could totally make a, you know, compile a listicle article out of this stuff. So from there, I threw in artificial intelligence, killing people, because that was something just a few days before this article. There was a self-driving car that killed somebody, and there were like 20 articles in the media about it. And I was like, who cares? People crash into each other all the time. So... one AI fucking up once is hardly something to be concerned about. The sexually transmitted infections is an old school one that I wrote about many years ago. So I threw that in there just as, you know, just to remind people about it. And then, of course, there's Trump. I've recently started taking the position that Trump is overrated in pretty much every way. People on the right overrated how good he is, and people on the left overrate how bad he is. And I think at the end of the day, he will leave office being a mildly corrupt, mildly effective president, who we're all just going to kind of try to forget about years from now. I do want to point out, so there were some criticisms. The most common one was like, people getting very upset thinking that I was saying we should give no fucks about these things. Like we shouldn't care about Trump at all. We shouldn't care about shootings at all. We shouldn't care about terrorism at all. And that's not, you know, not to be a dick, but it, reading comprehension people, the article is called Give Fewer Fucks, not Give No Fucks. Obviously all six of these topics are important. And we do need to be aware of them, what I'm arguing against here is the constant obsession and hysteria that goes on around these subjects. That's what I'm arguing against, that we should just chill out on these things because they're not nearly as big or important as we think they are. We overestimate them, essentially. The pushback, so that was the most common criticism. There were a couple areas that I did feel like people made some good points. The first one being it was way too hard on the baby boomers here. A couple of older readers emailed me and pushed back about that. Said I was overgeneralizing and, you know, not being fair. And, you know, boomers grew up in particular circumstances that kind of molded them into the way they were. And, you know, that's all true. I agree that I think helicopter parenting has gotten worse since the boomers. You know, so other generations have obviously contributed to it. A few athletes, actually, a couple bodybuilders emailed me something interesting about steroids, which is that, my argument that steroids would equalize the genetic advantages within sports. They said that wasn't necessarily true, that some people's biology responds far better to steroids than others. So apparently, on top of there being varying levels of innate talent for certain sports or certain skills, there's also varying levels of innate, talent for steroids. One guy told me, he said that two bodybuilders can take the exact same steroids, but one's body will respond twice as well to them as the other. I found that really interesting. So their whole point was like, you know, legalizing them doesn't simplify the problem. If anything, it makes it even more complex, which is interesting. Duly noted. And I actually, if there's one thing on this list that I might be wrong about, I think it might be the steroid thing. But I'm not completely willing to like walk back my point of view. A lot of people email me about artificial intelligence and, you know, all the stuff that Elon Musk and Nick Bostrom talk about, how robots are going to kill us all and, you know, turn us all into paper clips or whatever. That was a little frustrating because I wrote a piece about that last year called "I, for One, Welcome Our AI Overlords." So people should just click on that link if they want to argue about that. And then got a few arguments about the STIs. A few people were pissed that I left certain things off the list. So I linked to my guide to STDs. A couple people quibbled with certain numbers or things being left off. I had my research assistant go through. So that is one article on the site that my research assistant goes through about once a year and updates the statistics and the data, because it's an area that's always changing and developing. And so I had him go back through everything and take a look, and he came back and was like, "I think everything's fine. And I think there's nothing I would change right now." And I trust him. So there, and then number six, the Trump thing, obviously. This actually always makes me happy. I don't comment on politics very often, but I love it that when I do, if I can piss off people on both the right and the left, I feel like I'm doing it right. And that's not to say that being in the center is always correct, but I think being in the center today is definitely correct. I think both the right and the left have lost their way, in similar but different ways. I think both the far right and the far left are going a little bit batshit right now. And I think both sides are very blind to their own batshittiness. So these days when I write something and I get angry liberals and angry conservatives emailing me, it just makes me more confident. So with this, of course, I got emails from conservatives saying, you know, listing all this stuff that they thought Trump had accomplished and saying, like, how are you going to tell me that he's not an effective president? Well, it's really easy, actually. if you compare him to the last 5 to 10 presidents in their first year, it's like there's nothing special about what he's done. It's just you've heard about it more. It's the fucking Kardashian effect. It's exactly what the article talks about. You've heard about North Korea like every other day for the last 3 months, so you assume it's a huge deal. Whereas, like, tons of other presidents have done similar things in the first year or two of office. And the truth is that a lot of foreign policy stuff, it's the result of forces outside the president. The president is just the person who happens to be there and puts their stamp of approval on it. So I don't buy that argument. And then, of course, I got a bunch of people on the left emailing me extremely angry, saying, you know, it's easy for you to say, you know, I got the good old privilege thing. It's easy to you say as a privileged white male that, you know, you haven't been hurt by Trump. Well, okay, like, let's actually look at how many people have been hurt, and let's not feelings don't count here, okay? Like, hurt feelings is not a president that hurts people's feelings is not a bad president. A bad president is somebody who has shitty policies that, like, fuck up society. And the truth about Trump is that other than a bunch of stupid tweet storms, like, he hasn't actually done much. I mean, other than the DACA thing and the immigration thing, like, that is genuinely hurting people. But it's also not this, like, world-ending, catastrophic, democracy is disintegrating thing. Like, it's really shitty for a few hundred to maybe a couple thousand families around the country. And I do feel bad for them. And I don't agree with it, but, like, if you listed everything every president has done that has affected a few thousand families in a negative way, like, we're going to be going down that list for a long time. Obama did stuff that hurt small groups of families. Bush did things that hurt small, specific demographics of families. Clinton, like, every single president, like, that's what being a president is you choose certain things that, unfortunately, like, there's losers, like, people get screwed over. Like, it's the whole role of government is choosing what trade-offs we're going to have as a society. And whenever you have trade-offs, somebody loses. And I think, you know, liberals freaking out, it's because right now it's the people they care about are losing. Just as conservatives under Obama were freaking out because the people they cared about were losing. So it's, you know, like, I just don't buy it. I still, other than Trump being a dumbass, like, I mean, not even dumbass, like, other than him just being an asshole, like, a clearly a self-absorbed asshole who's embarrassing on Twitter, I don't think there's anything that notable about him. I stand by that, and I still welcome people to challenge me on that. I still can't find anything. You know, if you remove his personality and how, like, obnoxious he is, if you never got on Twitter and never read about him, like, being a sexually assaulting women and shit, like, I get that, like, he's an awful person, he's an awful human being, that doesn't mean he's an awful president. I think he's an ineffective president. I think he's just kind of useless as a president. So I think people need to chill the fuck out about him, especially on, and coming back to the people on the left, like, it's, Here's a more practical argument to chill out about him is, I don't think you're doing yourselves any favors by blowing, like, every shitty thing he says, every lie he tells, and he tells tons of lies, like, obsessing and creating hyperbole around every little thing he does. It doesn't make the situation better. It's not going to change anybody's minds. It just polarizes people further. You know, the way we get rid of this guy, and I do want to get rid of him, I think he's fucking useless,
is you get rid of him by just pointing out how ineffectual he is and how he's one big walking distraction for everybody on the right and on the left. He's not actually getting a lot of the right's agenda done. Other than the tax cuts, he's barely gotten anything done. And he's not like, and obviously people on the left aren't happy with him. So that's my extended rant about Trump and why I think people should give fewer fucks about him. And also basically like why I've stopped reading about him, honestly. It's tiring. I mean, it's just, it's exhausting and it's pointless. Like, it doesn't lead to anything. It's funny. I was trying to, like, my wife and I are going to the World Cup this year, and I was trying to Google news about the World Cup because some teams have had injuries and other teams are like performing well in their friendly matches. And I Googled the World Cup, and every fucking article that came up was like about Trump. It was apparently Trump said a bunch of shit to FIFA about how if the U.S. doesn't host in 2026, he's going to like do this and that and the other thing. And it's just like, my God, is there like, can we just fucking escape this person? Can we just have like a week where we don't have to like listen to this guy? Please, like, let's just only talk about him when he does something that's actually important, which is not very often. So that's my case, and I'm sticking with it.